We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, to those he touched and who sought to touch him, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say, why not?
That was 50 years ago this past Friday, Edward Kennedy speaking at his brother Robert's funeral. And in his eulogy, Ted Kennedy said that his brother need not be idolized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. But who was Bobby Kennedy in life? Larry Tye has written a biography called Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon. He joins me this morning to talk about him. Larry, thanks for your time.
Glad to be with you.
So, Larry, now 50 years after Bobby Kennedy's death, how should we remember him?
We should remember him, I think, with two words, tough liberal, which are two things you don't often see associated with any politician or anybody. And the tough part comes from his early days when he was a protege of Joe McCarthy, the table-thumping, red-hunting senator from Wisconsin. And Bobby, that was an unlikely place for a Kennedy to be, but in fact, Bobby was every bit as much of a cold warrior as Joe McCarthy was in those days. And over the next 20 years of his public life, he softened and became more of an empathetic character to the point where by the end, he was the most iconic liberal in recent American history.
How did that transformation take place?
It took place in two ways. One was he was the kind of guy that, like a parish priest, who got down at a grassroots level and experienced things. He did things wrong. He admitted his mistakes, whether it was on civil rights or anti-poverty programs. He started out clueless on most issues, but he was an incredibly quick learner, and over time he became increasingly empathetic. It helped by the nature of the fact that he was, of the nine siblings of that generation, the one his father had dubbed the runt of his litter, the one who was not just the smallest, but the least likely to succeed in anything, and he was out his entire life to prove his father wrong. It also helped if he had a single epiphany moment in his life. It was when his brother Jack was assassinated in November of 1963. And Bobby, who was the Attorney General, had in an instant lost his brother, his best friend, and his whole sense of political and professional purpose. But instead of cashing it all in, which he could easily have done, he decided to go out and try a little bit harder. And he did. And from that moment on, the dial in his life kept going increasingly from the tough guy to the more tender guy.
Visiting with Larry Tye, he's the author of the book, Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon. And after Jack Kennedy's assassination, Bobby really kind of dropped out for a while, didn't he? And as you mentioned, he came out with this epiphany, but it really could have gone many different ways.
It could have gone many different ways. He actually went through what 50 years later his wife, his widow Ethel, describes as a serious clinical depression. He had a tough time focusing. He would go to work and wouldn't do much. He'd drive around in the middle of the night, in the middle of winter, with his convertible top down, going nowhere. He had thought about actually going and teaching or taking some of his dad's money and taking his family and traveling around the world. Instead, he re-engaged the way every carpetbagger who's looking for a place to run for office does by going to New York and running for U.S. Senator. In the middle of that campaign, when he realized he could lose, he truly came out of his deep depression, started focusing, ran a brilliant campaign for 6 weeks, and became arguably one of the best senators ever for the 4 years he served as a senator from the state of New York.
And then he ran for president, and he was in a very tight race. And, of course, we see the video of his last speech there in Los Angeles saying, let's go to Chicago and win this thing. And I often wonder, how would the world be different if Bobby Kennedy had survived and then maybe won the presidency? How do you think things would have been different if Bobby Kennedy were here today?
So I think that his message would resonate more than ever today. 50 years ago, America couldn't have been given a clearer choice than if they had the choice of Bobby Kennedy, the candidate who was a tribune for the poor and an advocate for racial reconciliation. If they had picked him instead of Richard Nixon, who was a candidate of white backlash, I think America would have addressed and maybe redressed some of the racial tensions that it had 50 years ago and continues to have today, that it would have done a whole lot more to try to address the issues of poverty in America. It would have gotten us out of Vietnam at least 2 years earlier. I think he would have been a better president and a more passionate and gutsier president than his brother Jack had been. And I think that while not lionizing him, I think that I'm tempted to do what Ted Kennedy advised us against doing in that clip that you played, which is to think in death that he was at least as big as he was in life. And he gave us a true sense of building bridges back in 1968, and that's what we needed then, and that's what we need today.
Larry Tye, the author of Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon, thank you very much for talking about Bobby with me this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Larry Tye. His book is Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon. It's published by Random House. Coming up next on Total Information AM, the latest news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.